This is 5:20:18. The Prophet's Corner Uncut. The name of this is Let Freedom Ring. Freedom begins in the spiritual realm first, then it will appear in the natural. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. This is what has been going on since the 2016 election. You will come to realize in the days ahead just how enslaved you have been in your minds and in your world. We've been totally enslaved and not realized it. You know, the people in Egypt, they were the same way. I will have you to be totally free, free in your mind, so you can totally hear and obey my voice and totally depend on Father's care and independent of this world system. I remember the Lord spoke to me one time. He said, there's nothing that will ever happen to you in your life that your faith can't see you through. And that's a security. That doesn't mean it'll always be easy, but it just means that God is there. He's whatever we need Him to be for us. The system is merely a tool with which to further the kingdom of God and will lead you in how to use it. In other words, we're in this world, but we're not of the world. And when we need to use the resources that really are ours by right to possess, He gave to Adam to use all the vast resources, He'll show us how. He'll tell us how. He'll give us instructions. I'll show you what to do and when to do it. If I don't say, then don't go. Stay. If I say go, then don't stay. Be on your way. Resist the pressure of this world system to cause you to perform. In this there is great harm, for it will cause you to again return to Egypt, to slavery. Let freedom ring. The release of the kingdom is at hand throughout the land. Embrace it. Move forward. Let freedom ring. Don't be held captive anymore. Refuse to step back into it. This is Galatians 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. He's brought you out. Don't go back in. I'm not asking you to perform. I'm asking you to rest, trust, give thanks. I have a good plan for you. Philippians 1:6 says, and I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, developing and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. Trust the plan. Sounds like cue, doesn't it? Trust the plan. Okay. There's something I forgot to add in the last word there. I'll just go ahead and add it here. Yesterday, I saw, it was a post, that 34 Chilean bishops had stepped down from their position, had an emergency meeting with the Pope, and they're all linked to child sex abuse of some kind. So that's massive, and this is just in Chile. So we see the Lord taking down and draining the swamp. You know, we see why these people are going to be saying, you know, I've been in the Catholic Church all my life, and now I just feel like I'm destitute. I don't know what to do, don't know where to go. And, you know, evidently there's a lot of people in the church that esteem the Pope. So they're going to be disillusioned too, and that is my hope. They'll get their eyes wide open concerning that. Okay. This person here, this is on Reddit. He said, so when I heard Q write that the Pope is going to have a terrible May, the first thing that came to mind was Mark Taylor's most recent prophetic word. For those that may not know, Mark Taylor received a prophetic word from God that Donald Trump would become president on April of 2011 and has given several since then. Here's the word. This is from Mark Taylor. All roads lead to Rome. The Spirit of God says, the Pope and the Vatican, that's right, the Pope and the Vatican are not furthering my kingdom, but are aiding the kingdom of darkness. Many are saying that this is the last Pope, but it's not for the reasons they think. This will be the last Pope for what I, the Lord, am about to do. I'll expose this Pope and all those under his command for all the corruption he and the Vatican have been involved in for centuries. The Spirit of God says, there is a shaking and a quaking coming to this Pope and the Vatican. For I will split the Vatican and its leadership wide open for the entire world to see the inner workings of this ancient beast. This Pope, the Vatican, and all its leadership will come crumbling down. I will pull back the veil to show how deep and dark the deception has been. You whisper in your inner chambers, we answer to no one. No one is above us. No one can hold us accountable. I, the Lord God, see it all, and the time has come, and I will now hold you accountable for your darkness. This exposure will be of such magnitude that people will say, what do we do now? Just what I was saying. What are we going to do now? Where do we go now? We want nothing to do with this. We have no religion now. Millions will walk away from their religion, as this will affect other religions as well. They'll say, oh, the church, if they're not right, who's right? The Spirit of God says, is my army ready? Are you ready to receive these people? Are you ready to receive my harvest that's going to take place from this exposure? Prepare yourselves for the tsunami of people that will be starving for me and have no place to turn. Prepare now. All roads lead to Rome. The Spirit of God says, there is a dig, an archaeological find that is coming in an underground vault, which will be so cataclysmic that it will rock the Christian world. The answer lies between Jerusalem and the Vatican City.